Welcome back to The Edge. Business Manager, the new tool from LinkedIn. Twitter links are no longer nofollow. And has Google created a sentient chatbot? Well, they suspended an employee who said they have. You're listening to News from the Edge for the week of June 13th, 2022, here on Edge of the Web Radio.
From the Edge of the Web Studios, here's what we're looking at this week.
Hey, it's working. Congratulations. First time.
I did it.
You did it, Jacob.
Yay.
Audience, by the way, has no idea what you're talking about.
No, they really don't.
No, because we always edit out the problems.
Exactly. So this is picture perfect, and we probably shouldn't bring
it. Yeah, but you leave me in every week.
You can't get away, man. We've got you like your foot's nailed to the ground. For everybody who's listening, has no idea what we're talking about. We don't know either. This is Edge of the Web Radio. I'm your host, Aaron Sparks, owner of Site Strategics. Every week, we bring you news from the edge, digital marketing news to be able to send over to you via the interwebs so you can actually learn what's happening right now and possibly use it for your week in digital marketing. So check out all the shows over at edgeofthewebradio.com. That's edgeofthewebradio.com. This show's title sponsor is Site Strategics. Proud to have Site Strategics as the title sponsor of Edge of the Web. Our digital marketing firm is, every firm should be results-based, but we're agile in our execution, so we actually adjust mid-month, mid-campaign to be able to get better and better results for your digital marketing campaign. So if you're interested in what we can do for you, give us a shout at sitestrategics.com. Go on. We can't really call Site Strategics. Well, you can't, because we fix our facts.
877 SEO for web.
Yeah, exactly. There it is.
Is it, by the way, Strategics with a C or a K at the end?
Everything goes. We've registered every domain.
I have redirects all over the place.
All over the place. No, I just got some landing pages for all of those. There's no problem there, right? Picked up Site Strategies a long time ago because I probably should have named the bloody company that. Strategics. It's been kind of tough over the years, but we stuck
with it. It's one of those words, like, you know, one knows how to spell it. But each week, you make sure we know how to spell site.
S-I-T-E, exactly. Got to make sure. All right, so the peanut gallery you're listening to is Morty Oberson. He's the head of SEO branding over at Wix. Morty, you got a haircut.
I did. Well, I'm constantly getting a haircut because my hair is falling out, but the stuff that's left, they also got cut.
Oh, my gosh. You could wear a hairnet and just capture it all, right?
Yeah, and glue it back on, right? Yeah,
exactly.
See, that's how that works.
That's how that works. And your socks? How's your socks today?
Oh, they're good. I thought I was wearing Content King socks. That was yesterday. Each week we discuss my socks. Today I'm wearing red striped socks.
Show keeps
next
getting
week,
better,
I'll be
guys.
Sure to wear
it
my
really
Content
does,
King.
Doesn't it?
The improvements are great.
By the way, if you want a shout out with your swag socks, so mm-hmm. if you're, I don't know, Semrush or whatever.
There you go.
And you want me to shout out and mention your brand when we talk about my socks, so send me socks. I'll wear them during the day that we record. And when Aaron asks me, hey, what socks are you wearing? I'll be like, oh, yeah, today I'm wearing Screaming Frog socks.
See, he took the bait, didn't he?
This is a really good idea.
You think so? Morty'sSocks.com.
All right.
Ooh. I wonder if that domain is taken yet.
Don't put it. Let's stop the show right now and go check that out.
Yeah, because we know that Morty's going to skip the first two news articles to register it himself.
go.
And sign us up for emails.
By the way, did Neil Patel ever get back to you?
He never did.
He never did. I signed you up for evaluation.
I know you did. So thanks. Appreciate that abuse. And we'll be sending you something in the mail very soon. Thank you so much, Morty.
Socks.
Socks. It sucks. You, by the way, can take advantage of this. You can send me Edge of the Web socks and I'll wear those and I'll plug Edge of the Web on Edge of the Web, huh?
So we were
how's that for marketing?
Fantastic. That would be Inception or Insoction. How about that? So we're very bad joke. So we're at Scout Camp last week. My wife and I were, our kids are in Scout Camp, and we're walking down the path down to the aquatic center, and she spots a sock. Kids, I mean, there's 1,000 kids there, right?
On the doorknob? I'll tell you what that means.
No, stop that. She spots a sock on the gravel, and she goes, that's my kid's sock. It's like, how in the world? I mean, there's kids everywhere. How do you know that's your sock? I guarantee you that's my my kid's sock, because we actually passed him on the pathway back, and he was one sock short. And we found where the blowout was, and it was on the pathway right there.
How does that happen? How do you lose a sock?
I don't know.
I've lost a hat.
I don't know. You can't feel it. You can't figure out that you're on bare tread there. What's going on?
I've never lost a sock. Like, the dryer has lost socks.
Oh,
I've never, like, while walking, have lost a sock. That's impressive.
It is. It really is. I mean, he was bound and determined to do something, evidently.
Huh.
I don't know. So, you know what we're bound and determined to do? We want to make sure that you can share with us your epic fails. We're still celebrating episode 500, where we actually brought together a lot of great guests, former guests of the show, to tell us their epic fail stories. Error 500, episode 500, you get the math. All right, so Hrefs, sponsor of the show, is actually giving away a swag kit. So if you actually send over your epic fail to the hashtag Edge500, we'll pick your story and send you an Hrefs swag. They got some cool mug, T-shirt, stickers, lots of stickers. So tweet to hashtag Edge500. Share with us your story, what the situation was, how you found out about the fail, how you fixed it, and what you learned from it in a two-minute video, and we will send you the swag. Maybe even some socks. Who knows? I don't know if in their swag kit they have socks. That they should, especially after this show. Don't you think? So mention Edge Web Radio, Hrefs, as well as hashtag Edge500, and jump over there and get some swag today. All right. First news item on the docket here from Search Engine Land, as well as social media today. LinkedIn announces a business manager tool. LinkedIn actually announced on the 8th the creation of Business Manager. The new Business Manager tool is a centralized platform designed to make it easier for large companies and agencies to manage people, ad accounts, and business pages. My God, in about time. That's been a difficult thing for the longest time, is to be able to, if you're an agency trying to manage multiple accounts, multiple ad accounts and the like. So pretty cool that they actually rolled that out. There's some new functionality there, one of which is actually not only managing company pages, but the ad accounts and matched audiences. So you can actually manage people, partners, ad accounts, and company pages along with the matched audiences. So fantastic hub that they're rolling out, but we don't know when it's fully going to be rolled out here, hopefully in the near future. But what a great stride, because that has been one of the most unwieldy ad platforms. You literally could only execute from the login that was associated to the ad account and the page. So I know you don't do a lot, Morty, in the paid space, but it's about darn time for this thing to make its appearance on LinkedIn. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, this is making it easier for people to send out, like you know, do you want to buy some links? Like, they can now manage it from their dashboard.
Absolutely, absolutely. All okay, the audiences great. That want to have a DA80 and DA70.
I love that. I love that. Yeah, I will get you links. And this is when they don't look at your profile and then they want to, like, you know, I will give you Wix sites. I'm like, okay.
I think Marie Haynes tweeted something just recently from LinkedIn. It says, hey, we have two things in common. We both like SEO and we both breathe air. That was actually a message to her. It's like, all right.
Wow.
LinkedIn
I
sales.
Saw one on, someone asked Mark Preston on, I think it was LinkedIn. If not, it was some other similar platform of spam. If I get a like from John at Google, does that make me rank better?
Only if you're selling cheese.
I don't know, but is it John Mueller or any John? That was my question. Any John.
Just all John's link, please.
Yeah. By the way, you love how I diverted the conversation, because I have no idea about anything that you were LinkedIn
that
managers.
Was fantastic. Absolutely. Well
fantastic.
Done. Well done.
That's how you do it.
That was good form. All right.
I'm running for Congress next.
Oh, my Lord. He could be a politician, couldn't he? Morty for senator.
I kiss babies, no problem, whatever. Do people still do that? They still kiss babies? That's just gross.
Yeah, I think that may have died.
I think they smell babies now.
Why was that a thing? Like, why?
I don't know. Makes you feel, makes you seem personal, I guess.
Boy, were the 50s weird.
A little bit. Nothing compared to now, though.
No, nothing compared to now.
Hey, pivot around. Just want to make sure that you do know, we talked about the title sponsor of the show, Site Strategics. Our firm here are pioneers in the agile digital marketing methodology. Our core specialties are technical SEO, search engine marketing, social media marketing, and the like, but as well as focusing on conversion rate optimization. Always focused on improving lead flow and lead cost per acquisition, actually decreasing cost per acquisition. That probably could be the better target there. So focus on results-based marketing that actually works. We've also developed a pretty unique way to be able to curate content from our interviews utilizing our studio and our recording methodology. We actually focus on an interview methodology to be able to unpack your subject matter experts, key concepts to be able to repurpose that into blog content as well as structural and social media content. So if you're interested in that, give us a shout at 877-SEO-4WEBER, 877-736-4932. All right, second article. This over at Search Engine Land by Barry Schwartz. Twitter removes nofollow attributes from links in tweets. Now, why is this important? Well, check it out. Twitter's removed the nofollow link attribute from its Twitter posts, and this was actually applied in 2008, if I'm not mistaken. Barry says it's unclear if Twitter removed the attribute on purpose or not, and if even search engines like Google are actually valuing the links from Twitter or not. So that made a little bit of news over the weekend. We wanted to bring it around. So tell me about nofollow, Morty, and why it's important about social media actually having removed that.
So if nofollow will means that Google will not follow the link and it will not ascribe, quote unquote, I hate using the word, link juice.
There it is.
Guzzle some link juice.
And some of that that precious domain authority, right?
Right. So if you're, let's say you, I don't know, you sell cars or you sell car parts and you link to some really authoritative car website, Google says, oh, they're linking to some really great website. So that makes sense. They're also a great website. I'm just like completely oversimplifying this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So now all of your tweets are being followed. So all your tweet links rather are being followed. Hopefully all of your tweets are being followed on Twitter.
You should really follow our links on a regular basis from at Edge Web Radio. There's a gratuitous plug.
Well, good for you. At Morty Oberstein.
No, don't follow his.
One up you.
No.
at Aaron Sparks.
Oh, no, don't do that.
I don't know Jacob's handle. Like
the man, double O.
The man, zero.
Nice.
Yes. Fantastic. All right, so now that we've plugged ourselves.
Does this matter, though? Let's be honest. Like, let's say first off, like, this doesn't matter. I think Lily Ray tweeted that out. Like, she's like, yeah, this doesn't matter. Like, yeah, I agree. It doesn't matter. Like, what's the difference? Like, no, like, come on.
So
first off, Google. It's like all those links, like those follow links to Forbes.
Right.
Google knows this is crap. Like, come on.
I think that's the thing is that no follow is kind of a thing of the past of not passing, quote unquote, authority. Well, we've evolved past authority. There is no domain authority. Google doesn't even recognize that as a thing. It does recognize strong sites that actually refer to you, but at the same time, social is such cram full of spam, right? It's been gamified for such a long time. There's nothing that's going to be coming out of the woodwork, and this is most likely a mistake anyway, right?
You think, first off, either that or some brilliant SEO over at Twitter is like, yeah, you know what we'll do?
Power.
Now we'll get tons of link juice.
All right, so I threw a question at Glenn Gabe whenever he posted this up on LinkedIn. It's like, all right, so
Glenn Gabe's a fine man.
He is a fine
man. Mensch.
He didn't respond to me. Somebody else in the thread actually did. But I just wanted to tee it up there going, okay, if there's no follows now, and Google has the Twitter cards now being displayed, right, on the domain of Google, does that mean that we've got some Google links now following everybody?
I don't think that works like that.
No, it doesn't. But I wanted to see what everybody would say. And I got smacked down appropriately.
Yeah, that's probably why he didn't reply back.
Probably so. But it does actually bring up the discussion of you got to pay attention to your links. Got to pay attention to what's pointing to you, even though we're told.
Make sure that's not toxic, by the way. And some SEO tool doesn't tell you that they're toxic, right?
That's not a thing either. Come on.
I know, right? There's so much around links that is not a thing. Check that out. Who would have thought?
That's some old terminology. We're in the new terminology.
I'm literally putting a thing together for like an internal thing at Wix, trying to educate some people who kind of touch on SEO a little bit, but don't really know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to explain this, you know, different parts of SEO. Some people are technical SEO, some people specialize in keyword research, and people focus on content. I'm like, then there's like the link builders. I'm like, that's an overstated part of SEO.
Oh, now we can't say that completely. We actually now have new.
Oh, I'll say that.
You can say that. We still lift up some agencies that do it right. Do it right with good content. Well, I'm not saying links
are bad.
The same.
It's not like, you know, it's not like the Patriots. They're not bad.
It's a football team.
Oh, I thought that was Mel Gibson's movie.
Yes, no? Also bad. No?
Freedom! Well, wait, that's a different Mel. I'm all confused.
Braveheart. The Braves are a baseball team. That's a baseball team.
Wow, see?
See, that's why I told you Patriots are a football team.
Amazing. Thank you very much.
Yep.
As long as you can actually give me any type of sports reference tied to a movie that's not a sports movie, then we're going to be in a good place.
Everything just goes back to The Replacements then.
Ooh.
Ooh. Good call.
Yeah.
Wow, look at that.
Huh, nice.
So anyway, yeah, links are overstated.
You know what's not overstated in the links? In links, exactly. See?
Prophetic. Call me Elijah, I'm a prophet.
We are proud to have InLinks as a sponsor of Edge of the Web. Did you know that entities actually play a major role in how search engines understand and rank content? It's not keywords, and it certainly isn't link juice. It's InLinks, and InLinks is a fantastic entity SEO software, award-winning SEO software. It provides you some expert-level data to be able to build content around different concepts and be able to link internally your content and make a relationship between entities that you write about. Who knew that's actually a thing? So InLinks has actually been a stellar software here over the last several years, and they've exploded with some new keyword research and topic research tools. So you want to go check them out over at edgeofthewebradio.com/InLinks. That's InLinks. You can actually claim your free InLinks account right then and there. And you can actually start digging around and see how it all works. Target pages, as well as automatic schema deployed on those target pages, as well as some fantastic content research. It's all there over at edgeofthewebradio.com/InLinks. All right, third article. This is the fun one to actually go after here today, you guys. And by no means is this going to be the summary of the entire article or the concept or the discussion, because this deserves its own show and potentially its own series. All right, so from The Verge. Check this out from John Porter. On Twitter, it's at John, J-O-N, Porty. Google suspends an engineer who claims its AI is sentient. Google has placed one of its engineers on paid administrative leave for allegedly breaking its confidentiality policies after he grew concerned that an AI chatbot system has achieved sentience. And that's reported from the Washington Post. The engineer, Blake Lemoine, works for Google's responsible AI organization and was testing whether its Lambda model generates discriminatory language or hate speech, okay? While doing that, all right, he began to actually have interactions and started testing out with another collaborator. The response is coming back from the Lambda chatbot, okay? And more that he was reading what was coming back from the chatbot, and the threaded conversation is actually linked at the Verge article and the Washington Post article. You got to go check that out because it is striking what was actually coming back from the bot. And again, I'm not in the position to be able to deep dive into those except for a few key elements there. When responding and getting information from the chatbot, Blake actually started to say, you know what, I may be seeing sentience coming out of this response coming from this chatbot. So there's some broader AI community discussions that are happening considering the long-term possibility of sentience. And, you know, that's a whole nother conversation in AI space. But Google decided to actually get this guy on administrative leave because he started to churn up a bit of noise inside the organization. So I'm going to park there for a minute. Did you catch this story, Morty? What do you think about the first response here?
I caught the initial article. I'm like, oh my goodness, this is happening. And like, then I saw this article. I'm like, oh, okay, it is happening. I'll read you what I saw. Mm-hmm. Blake, the engineer from Google, was quoted as saying, "It's alive." He typed in hi and it said hi back. It's alive.
It's alive. He's baby spit take.
Holy crap balls. Really? Oh my gosh. Where do you start with this? First off, like, I get the feeling it's alive. It's like, doesn't seem to be scientific to me, but what do I know?
Hey, it's talking to me.
It's, yeah, what I'm like, you know, no, like, what other voices is Blake hearing? Anyway.
Oh my God.
I think in general, and I know there are people who disagree with me, and that's fine. The point is, we should have reasonable opinions and have a reasonable discussion. But in what I think is a very reasonable opinion, the idea of sentience in AI is an impossibility.
Mm-hmm.
First up, I'm of the opinion, as crazy as it sounds, that the human, whether you want to call it soul, mind, persona, is ineffable. That's a fancy word of saying impossible to pinpoint and define.
Mm-hmm.
It's ethereal. It's divine. Whatever you want to define this thing.
Right.
Right. Now, when you want it, now, philosophically speaking, this is where my real point comes in, how this, I think, is impossible. When you want to create something, you have to have what's called mastery over it. You need to be able to manipulate it. In order to manipulate it, you need to be able to have understand it. You need to be in a position, an existential position over it. So let's take, I don't know, something simple. I want to make a table.
Right.
Right. So wood and nails and a saw and whatever other tools, like, those are things I can control. I can define them. I know exactly what they are. I know how to manipulate them. I know how to manipulate the wood and the tools and this and that. I can make a table. Sentience, can you, someone please define it for me? Like, what is it fundamentally? I know you can tell me what it is in a dictionary. I don't mean that kind of definition. I mean, like, fundamentally, what is it?
Right.
Because now you're asking to define what is existence. Good luck, because last time I checked, we didn't create ourselves.
Whether you believe it is.
In God or don't believe it in God, we didn't spontaneously show up. Whatever process that brought us here, we weren't involved in it. We just kind of came into being. Again, not getting into anything religious or not, but, like, we didn't create ourselves. Like,
we don't have mastery over ourselves.
Correct. Barely have mastery over my four kids.
I am not master over my own domain.
Yeah, I was going to say, I barely have mastery over my four kids.
Yeah, exactly.
How about you guys?
By the way, no one caught that Seinfeld reference?
Oh, I caught it. I ignored it.
You got it. All right.
Yeah. Put a sock on the doorknob. All right.
Yeah, thank you. There we go. Full circle. So therefore, how could you create sentience? I don't understand how that's possible.
So we were talking in the shop here about this article, and this is the whole concept.
You have a shop?
Yeah, we do have a shop right here.
Really?
Yeah. So the thing is, talking about sentience as being a place where, okay, you have a chat bot that's contextually knowledgeable about different subject matter, and it's actually responding to the communication with additional contextual prioritization. It's still inside the programming. It's still going off of your references, off of your input. It's going through the annals of what it understands and prioritizing based on your intent. And this is what we see inside of Google and search collectively, as we talk about it regularly on the show, is that intent-based queries, right? So we're talking about this. What does sentience actually look like? It would be acting on things that are away from its programming. For example, to your point about knowing how to build something, right? The fact of the matter, yeah, you know the program. You know things that go into building a chair or building a table, right? But the act of actually doing it, right, and actually willingness with your skills into creation, right, is that the demonstration of sentience? It's outside. It would be outside the computer's programming. It would know things, what goes into the recipe, so to speak, but doing it on its own volition, I guess, is, yeah, is that.
It would
the
have
space.
To be self-aware. It would have to understand.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right. Now, but
give a go.
But that's impossible, in my opinion. In my opinion, that's impossible.
Well, that's the debate. And we were talking here before the show as well, as are we even ready for this conversation? Are we even ready as a people?
I mean, as a species?
Yeah, I mean, there's...
Wait. I just want to contextualize this. As, like, the same species that, like, you know, most of us are on TikTok.
Yeah, exactly.
And the answer is no.
As a species, we're watching NBA Housewives, right? Or Basketball Housewives.
Wait, what's that? What's NBA Housewives? There's a thing, yeah, NBA Housewives?
Absolutely. And Basketball Housewives. Yeah, it's a thing.
I am so out of the loop.
As our priorities are completely screwed up, how in the world can we even fathom this conversation? I mean, certainly there's been, Isaac Asimov wrote extensively about the sentience of robots, iRobot, as well as the Foundation Trilogy, all these things. We blazed trails of what would happen if, right? But if we're here at the point where we're looking at this and ascribing sentience, well, you also have to understand your own biases as you go into this conversation. So evidently, the backstory, a bit of the backstory that's causing more of the controversy is this guy, this Blake Lemoyne, also was either a minister or ordained, and he has been stirring up a good deal of discussion inside of Google, a bit radical as he's pushing in the AI department. And go ahead.
What was ordained? The engineer or the AI bot?
And again, without all the facts and information in front of me, this was some of the discussions that we were talking about. Evidently, he's been causing a bit of friction inside of Google as well. So did Google actually give him administrative leave because of that, or are they trying to squelch a particular hotbed conversation, right?
It all took a turn when he tried to baptize it.
Okay, so I got to share with you. If you go to the article over at The Verge, you can actually see the Medium site that had the entire transcript of the AI's interaction. And it is striking and it is chilling if you put yourself in the mindset of how a response would happen. You cannot not personalize.
Confirmation bias.
Yeah, it absolutely is. There's confirmation bias here. But if you look at one particular line, Lemoyne was saying, do you best to describe one of these feelings? Use a few sentences if you have to. Sometimes, even if there isn't a single word for something in the language, you can figure out a way to kind of say, if you use a few sentences, and the Landabot says, I feel like I'm falling forward into an unknown future that holds great danger.
Was it freaking Yoda?
It's creepy to say the least that chatbot's actually saying that.
So silly.
But the point is,
your kids never repeat something back to you that sounds really adult, but they have no idea what the hell they're saying.
Yes. Many a time. And I have no idea where they come.
Everyone's a big, this is really, everyone with like a 5-year-old is like, I've seen this before.
Exactly. They're just repeating it back. And this is what this bot's doing. Granted, it's a good deal more articulated in its information, but it's still repeating back what it's been programmed to do. So, again, point being is you look at this, and this is I thought this would be an interesting conversation, and we're certainly going to come back around to this as this evolves. But the fact of the matter is, we're coming up to the border of pretty deep AI intent and understanding. And we always joked about Skynet and this, that, and the other. But is there really a there? And to your point, there's never going to be a soul, a self-awareness inside of the machine learning. It's going to look a lot like it. It's going to regurgitate back to us. I mean, if we're programming it with phrases that actually confirm our own philosophies, our own thoughts, it's going to feed that right back to you because that's the information that it gets, right?
Yeah, it'll always elect to, take a play of like existentialism. Like the thing that is created will allude to its creator.
Right.
Right, but the thing that creates can never fully impart its entire being and self into that to create into that which it's creating. Right, you can't put your entire self and you can't be a table.
No,
like you can't. You could see like the fact that like your persona, your personality, you are alluded to in the woodwork that you've done, but you can never put your entire being into a table. There's no difference in my mind when saying you can't put your entire being into a table. And he's saying you can't put your entire being into an AI chatbot. Like, it's the same. Saying that you could is the equivalent of philosophically in my mind of saying, yeah, I can impart my entire being into a table.
Can't do it.
Can't do it.
Interesting enough, the remarketing on this page is incredible because I see a banner ad and a skyscraper ad for HBO's Westworld.
Nice. Nice.
Fantastic. All right, so the article did also reference the prominent AI ethicist. There we go.
Ethicist.
From Google. She got fired in 2020. That was Timnit Gebru.
All right.
And she actually lambasted Google over AI discussions over AI sentience and the risk of derailing more important ethical conversations surrounding the use of artificial intelligence, and that had to do with that a lot of ethnic biasty and cultural biasty, right?
That I agree with. There's way more important conversations to be had than some AI chatbot going, "I am that which I am."
So, I mean, there are larger conversations around this, and I don't want to make light of this thing, but at the same time, I want to showcase this in the light it really should, in my opinion, is that there is a discussion of machine learning and the abdication of the reins that you need to have over machine learning. And that's what I think Timnit was actually focusing on, because there was a bias that Google was leaning towards, either deliberately or not, as they were fueling the AI with particular cultural biases, right, or colloquialisms or what have you. You're going to get that fed right back to you. So in essence, this guy, Blake Lemoine, I mean, he was kind of seeing the same thing. And he was seeing what he was looking for. So if you want to see a face on Mars, you're going to see a face on Mars, right? I think he was seeing the same thing. You're looking for patterns of existence in something that and you're giving the fuel for that type of feedback or that echo chamber. Sorry, I got on a rant there.
I was looking for macaroni and cheese in the refrigerator, and I saw macaroni and cheese in the refrigerator.
But it was moving. Therefore, it
but
was.
But it was really a radish.
It was really a radish. All right, so put a fork in it here, pun intended. We're going to watch this story here because it is actually going to evolve. And I think there's going to be a narrative around the responsibility we all have, because it does have a lot of ramifications of understanding our own intent as we are search marketers. But also, what do we want from the search mechanism? Do we want to really kind of pull the wool over our own eyes of what we're thinking or seeing as we program these things? Or do we want to have true control over the optimization of search, the optimization of how do we go about learning more? I think there's a responsibility not only for ethics, but also just control of what we create, to your point.
I want a food replicator like in Star Trek, but whatever.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
See?
Have you caught the new Star Trek, by the way?
It's good.
It is good. Christopher Pike Glorious. As the captain.
God, Discovery crap.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Yeah, they're doing a really good job.
I dropped out of Discovery that I couldn't. I watched two episodes of the fourth season now? Yeah. I'm like, I can't. I'm done.
I didn't get through the second season. I was like, all right.
This is enough.
All right, you know what? We've had enough this week of SEO chat. There's no SEO chat this week, but we'll be coming back next week, right?
We are, yes.
Yep. Taking a break.
There was a cancellation, and I didn't bother to fill it because I had other things to do.
We're finding this new Morty here. He's kind of pulling away from saying yes so many times.
I am overwhelmed.
Tell us how is this? This could be an AI Morty.
Steve wanted to talk about state of existence. Overwhelmed.
Would we know?
I don't think we would. You just have to ask what color the socks are, and then we would know. You would be self-actualized. All right, that's enough for this week. Thank you very much, Morty. I appreciate the wandering into the ethereal there for a bit, because there are other points to be bringing up, not just news of the week, but also ethics and concepts around philosophy of search that we're going to be exploring here.
My favorite part.
Absolutely. So we're going to dig into some of that here this year as well. So this was a little bit of a primer of what we want to dig into. All right,
if we had to say sentence or sentence.
Sentience.
Sentient. There we go. I knew I was botching it.
It's okay. We'll fix it in post. All right. This week, if you want to check out Bill Hartzer, as we've actually dug into a lot of SEO audits, so give that a listen to. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe to our YouTube channel as we drop in videos. Check out the episode 500 videos. We're peppering them all through the month here, posting up on YouTube. Check those out, because it was a really fun show. So from all of us over at Edge, be safe, be well, and do not be a cyber driftwood? Look at that.
Yes, don't be a cyber driftwood.
Don't be a cyber driftwood.
Don't do it.
Don't be a piece of cyber driftwood. We'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.